Today's episode is brought to you by Musical Theater Radio's merch store. Looking for that perfect gift for someone or just want to treat yourself to some great musical theater themed merch? Head to musicaltheaterradio.com and click on the All Things Theater button on the homepage and check out all the different designs available. And now, today's interview. Welcome back to another episode of Be Our Guest here on Musical Theater Radio. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Yovanoff. 2024 may only be 3 months old, but today's guest has made the most of it so far. In January, he released the album Some Other Time, and at the same time, he was rehearsing for the new musical Teeth, which I just read got extended to April 28th, 2024 from its original month-long run. Now, luckily for us, he was able to find a few minutes in his busy schedule to tell us a little bit about his career, the new musical, and of course, the new album. It gives me great pleasure to welcome Stephen Pasquale to the show. Stephen, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. So thank you for coming on. I know you're a very, very busy guy. So, you know, we'll keep this simple and straight and to the point. But before we get going, I always ask for a 30-second bio of all our guests. So our listeners get to know who you are. So who is Stephen in 30 seconds?
Oh my God, who am I in 30 seconds? I couldn't possibly answer that question. I am a mostly theater actor in New York who does quite a bit of TV and film to fund my theater habit. And if you've seen some theater in the last 20 years, you probably have seen me in a play or a musical.
That was simple and to the point. Awesome. So my question is, were you always into musical theater growing up, or was that something you discovered a little bit later in life?
Later, I was about 16 or 17 when I discovered it. Yeah, I got hurt playing football. I was an athlete as a kid, and a buddy said, be in the play. And I was kind of sad and bored. And I had an absolutely great time. And I sort of caught a little bit of the bug then. And then that following summer, I studied as a cherub at the Northwestern Summer Program, the Northwestern University Summer Program. And that's when I really felt like, oh, wow, I think I love this thing that these other kids love.
Nice. And what brought you to New York in the first place? Was it school? Was it just the ambition to get on stage?
I spent my first 3 years on tour. So I did a national tour of West Side Story, where I played guitar, the non-dancing Jet, and Tony cover. And then I went out on the road as Chris in Miss Saigon for almost 3 years. So after that, I moved to New York to attempt to, you know, make a life for myself in the theater.
You have a huge list of accolades that you've done, but let's skip right to what you're working on right now. Teeth, the musical. Tell us a little bit about that and who you play in it.
Oh, I'm so proud of it. First of all, it's written by two master storytellers, Michael R. Jackson and Anna Jacobs. Anna's score is exquisite, and Michael R. is just one of the great storytelling minds we have in this country. He's a Pulitzer Prize winner for Strange Loop. And, you know, I live in really beautiful, rarefied air. This is my fourth Pulitzer Prize winning writer I've been able to be around. And I just, I'm drawn to good writing, and his writing is really sick and really funny and right on the pulse of the stuff that we think about. And this play is exquisitely, outrageously, hilariously insane. And so I was just drawn to the writing. And I play five characters in the play. That's not something that is common for me. Mm. I usually just get asked to come and sing a handful of songs at the lady. And this is like wild. I get to be sort of all the villains in this play, which feels really new and fun.
Now, had you seen the movie beforehand?
I have seen the movie. It's got quite a cult following. And the play, I think, is even an upgrade from the movie. I think ultimately this is the best version of this source material.
Yeah, I remember seeing the movie like 20 years ago and not thinking, oh, this would make a great musical. But you know what? Sometimes it takes a genius mind to look at something and go, hey, well, let's do this.
Yeah, Michael's thing is like the intersection between religion and sex, and how this country is just so many swaths of this country are still living in like 100-year-old ways of thinking about sex and pleasure and all of it. And it's really thrilling to be around that caliber writing.
What did you discover about yourself playing these parts? Because you said you're usually just, you know, singing some songs at the lady, but this time you're playing the villains.
It's quite comedic, which I really love. You know, I started my career doing a lot of comedy and got away from it for, you know, a lot of years. And so it's fun to do, you know, I did that with Here We Are, the Sondheim's last show this past fall as well. So it's kind of fun to be in this kind of kooky phase where I'm getting to do some, you know, exercise my comedy chops.
Nice. Yeah, I tried to go see it last week, but it was all sold out, of course. And then they extended the run. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two more weeks. If you hustle, there's probably some tickets in that final 2 weeks.
Nah, I'm in Toronto, so I'm going to have to really hustle.
But you know what? It's quite beloved, and we have hopes that this will not be the end of it. That maybe it will find a home elsewhere after this. That's our hope.
That's fantastic. Well, let's jump to the reason that I contacted and wanted to talk to you in the first place, the new album. So tell us a little bit about Some Other Time, voice and guitar with John Pizzarelli.
Well, John is an old friend through his wife, Jessica Mulaski, who's one of my great old pals in New York. And I was sitting around listening to this great old Joe Pass Ella Fitzgerald record. I think it's 1967, and it's just her singing and him playing the guitar. It's the most simple idea, and I found it so soothing, and I found myself returning to it so often. I just thought one day, well, what if we did sort of our version of that? And I called, you know, when you have that idea, who do you call? You call the best guitar player on planet Earth and you see what he thinks. And Pizzarelli liked the idea. So John and Jess and I got in the studio. I picked 10 or 11 of my favorite songs. Ironically, the title song was John's idea. I had never even heard it. And so that's quite an ode to that Tony Bennett, Bill Evans, very famous track, Some Other Time. And the thing that's brilliant about John is we made this entire record in like 9 hours. We did two sessions. He would be like, what's the song? You like this key? Okay, give me a second. He'd futz for a little bit and he'd say, I'm ready for you. And then I would do like a pass or two and that was it.
Wow.
So it really felt like musicians making music in the best possible way. And we're super proud of it. You know, we wanted it to accomplish two things. We wanted it to be a glass of red wine kind of record. And we wanted it to be the kind of record where you didn't have to say, hey, Siri, turn it down.
I was just thinking that. Yeah, that is, it's the type of record where, or album. Yeah, you just grab a nice glass of wine. You're just sitting on the couch and you're talking to somebody. You know, having a thoughtful, it's beautiful in the background. It's just.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you like it, man. Thank you. Yeah, we're really proud of it.
Yeah. So the album you had before, it's also very jazzy in the same type. What draws you to that sound?
You know what? It's what I like to listen to. And so I think that's probably why I'm drawn to it, frankly. You know, maybe at some point we'll do a big Broadway, like big singing symphonic record that I think a lot of people might be interested in me doing. But, you know, it's such an undertaking and I'm busy. You know, often doing other things. And this felt like something we could do really intimately and quickly and well. So, you know, there's a lot of factors, but, you know, ultimately I wanted to do a duet record, but with the guitar player.
Nice.
So, you know, one of the things that we feel like we've accomplished is the guitar playing is as featured as the singing.
100%. It's a beautiful, yeah. Like you said, it's a duet. It's a nice balance between the two of you on the album.
Thank you.
Songs. How do you choose your songs? What songwriters are you drawn to? Because there's a lot of classic standards from the American musical theater world, right? What ones? How do you choose, and what draws you to them?
You know, it's what I like to listen to when I'm sitting around in my own time, and so I think over many years I just developed an affinity for songs like "Smile" and "A Kiss to Build a Dream On," and "This Nearly Was Mine." It's just a genre that I love, and these are favorites that I've had for a long time. I feel like there's, for lack of a better description, an old fashioned quality to them. I don't know that there are really any contemporary musical theater or standards in there. It's all 40s, 50s, 60s.
Do you have an affinity or to a particular composer or lyricist team from that time?
I don't. I really don't. Depends on the tune. Okay. But it's ironic how many of the great ones, if you didn't know, were written by Richard Rodgers or Frank Lesser or George Gershwin, or, you know.
Yeah.
They seem to make an appearance pretty frequently when you talk about some of the great songs, you know, John Kander.
Is there any song in the album that resonates most with you? I know there are, I mean, how do you choose your favorite child, right? But sometimes there's one that, you know, it touches you and you chose it because of a specific reason.
Well, I actually have a really clear answer there. It's the title track, which is Some Other Time, which I didn't know. And as I was throwing ideas out to John, he kept saying, do you know this song, Some Other Time? You know, and Tony Bennett had just passed away. And he played it for me, and I thought, God, it's so simple and so beautiful. It's from On the Town. It's a Leonard Bernstein song. Oh, my God, how did I not throw Bernstein into that answer 3 minutes ago? And it's just so simple, and it says so many things. And then when we tried one, I said, I just want you to play it on the guitar, like almost an entire time through before we even start the singing. And I just love his first, like, 2 minutes and 40 seconds before we even start to sing. It just sets, it sets like a really particular mood. There's something like quite melancholy about it that I like. But yeah, Some Other Time to me is for my taste, far and away my favorite on the record.
Was there any songs that didn't make it on that just didn't make the cut that maybe next time?
No, every one that we tried, we liked.
Nice. All right.
On this record, I guess you would say.
Very cool. So do you have anything in the pipeline that you want to promote, and any other albums that you can talk about?
I've got some theater stuff coming down the pike that's not official, so I can't really be talking about it, but I'm really excited about it. And I wrote a television comedy, a surreal television comedy about theater people, with my brilliant writing partner, Alex Dinalaris, who wrote Birdman, which is like a top 50 movies of all time. And we're going to maybe go shoot it together this coming year. And we're really excited about that. So there's a lot cooking. Enjoying the run of Teeth.
Nice. And yeah, congratulations on the extension. And, you know, that's a fantastic thing to hear. It's always good to have a new show that's popular enough that it keeps going. And people.
Well, this really speaks to people. I mean, I can't think of a time I've been in a show where I look out in the audience and I don't see very many people over the age of like 50. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are so many people in their 20s and 30s coming to see the show. It's like very much speaks to the next generation's feelings about women and sex and feminism and the current state of our broken country. And, you know, it's hitting a lot of buttons.
Yeah, I can definitely see it becoming one of those cult classics where, you know, people over 60 are, yeah, you're right. They're just not going to be into this thing. But, you know, of a certain generation, they're going to love it and keep rolling with it.
Yeah, it seems to be resonating with young people. So that's why it's hard to get a ticket, which is rarefied air. So we're happy about
That is fantastic. I know you're busy. So, Stephen, thank you so much for coming on, talking to us about this. I've added the album to the rotation, so it plays on there. It sounds great. Awesome. You know what? It's a nice change sometimes when you're listening to the same stuff, and then all of a sudden you get this beautiful guitar and your voice, and it's just a nice little moment.
Now, your listeners are mostly Torontonians?
We play England, Canada, and the U.S. is our thing. So everybody in that area.
You're based in Toronto.
Based in Toronto, but yeah, listening is all those three.
Yeah, you seem very nice. That's very Canadian. I don't mean not nice Canadians.
It's in our DNA. I think it's in the water or something. But, well, and before we go, I do have one more question. Is there a Teeth song that you think would make a good jazz song for your next album? No?
No.
Nothing you could use?
Unequivocally. No, this is more like, I mean, Anna's done such a brilliant job. It's like a real nod to like 80s and 90s Christian rock, but with like sick, fucked up lyric writing that make it. So it's, but no, I don't think a jazz standard is hidden in there.
No. Okay. And you know what? That's okay. Not every show needs to have a jazz standard.
That's right.
Within it.
That's right. Awesome.
Again, congratulations on everything, the album, the show. I look forward to seeing what happens in the future with your career and everything else.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, we made a cast album of Here We Are, which is Stephen Sondheim's final piece of writing. So that'll be coming out, I believe, spring, summer, too. So that'll be fun for people to get a listen to that as well.
Very nice. And we always wrap up with how do people learn more about you? Do you, your socials, your website, any of that sort of thing?
I think I'm Steve Pasquale on Instagram, and I no longer do Twitter since Elon Musk ruined it. And that's really it. I mean, you have to just like come see a play or TV if you want to see more of me. But other than Instagram, that's really it.
Very cool. Well, everybody should be going to check out Teeth. And if everybody does, maybe they'll extend it again and again. And we have a long run finally of a show, a new show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. All right. We were just speaking with Stephen Pasquale about the show Teeth that he's in, as well as his newest album that dropped Some Other Time, Voice and Guitar with John Pizzarelli. You can find that anywhere that you buy fantastic.
And we made some vinyl. We printed a whole bunch of vinyl, which are going to be available now. So if you want to get your vinyl copy, go to Center Stage Records.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can't you know what? I have so many vinyl, and then you know, I love my vinyl, so I'm not going to complain. So
great,
awesome. Tune in next week as we speak with another guest or guests about their life, love, and passion. That is musical theater. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Yovanoff. And until next time, I'll see you when I see you.